The Aphex Twin is Britain's premier techno innovator, an electronics wizard who makes all his own instruments and has recorded some of the most haunting and original electronic tracks of recent years. He's also a man who doesn't like to sleep.
Before I got really obsessed with music, I decided that I didn't want to be sleeping, you know, like a third of my life away, and just decided to cut it down. And it just took quite a while to get used to it, but got it down to 2 hours a night and then half an hour.
The only time the Aphex Twin does sleep is as a means of inspiration. The ideas for his forthcoming triple album came from a technique called lucid dreaming.
And all the tracks were like 70% of them roughly were done asleep and then remembered and recreated in the studio. This is quite a complicated process. I mean, it's something I've been doing, like practicing for years. And I've only like recently began to do it for the last year.
In the past, Richard D. James has recorded under a variety of pseudonyms as a means of sussing people out.
Basically, by changing my name and working with, you know, sort of various circles of people, I was able to work out, you know, who was in it for the music and who was in it for the money.
So where did the name Aphex Twin come from?
I don't know, just made it up.
So it doesn't have any deep connotations?
Not that I know of.
And is it a misconception that there is another Aphex Twin sitting in a bedroom somewhere playing with his keyboards?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. The Aphex Twin recently completed a tour of the States with fellow techno artists Orbital and Moby, something he enjoyed but has no plans to repeat.
And I wanted to like tour America, I wanted to play gigs, and like I've done it and don't want to do it again.
He also has a rather bizarre approach to playing live.
I'd rather annoy people, you know, I get a bit scared when people start dancing and getting into it. I usually get a bit worried.
And feels uncomfortable with the increasing number of Aphex Twin groupies who have begun to appear at his gigs.
That kind of scene just really embarrasses me and don't like it at all. I just try and escape. I mean, it's my fault to do things like this and get my photo taken all the time, but, you know, I don't like it. I don't really like doing interviews and all the rest of the sort of showbiz kind of things, but I do it for the same reasons I make records. I don't really like making records either. But I do it all really so I can earn a living. I don't have to get a job, so I can get more time to make music.